Jim Heaney's investigative post is again putting economic development in Buffalo under the microscope. This time it's IBM's operation in Buffalo, which, according to reporting by Charlotte Keith, is not the high-tech hub promised by state officials. Heaney is founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post, and he joins us now. Welcome back, Jim.
Happy to be back. And I'm following a tough act with Ron and John there. I mean,
that's
a 1-2 punch.
They're pretty amazing.
I want to second every motion they made, because those guys, I just heard the tail end as I was waiting. And, those guys are really on top of what needs doing. And let's hope that the legislature, is willing to take on the governor more than they did last year, when they pretty much folded in the face of Cuomo's opposition to anything resembling economic development reform.
Things that they were advocating, the four issues they were advocating for, have to do with economic development and the Buffalo Billion. So that's also what we're talking about today with Jim Heaney. What is going on with IBM?
Well, not much, unless you consider dysfunctional call center paying with low paying jobs to be economic development.
Equate IBM with low call center jobs. How did it get there?
Well, they've subcontracted out a lot of the space they've got. Brief history. Several years back, the governor, Elaine Carlieros, wanted to bring IBM to Buffalo. Big company. They committed $55 million to renovate and equip the top five or six floors of one of the downtown office buildings here.
This is the state did.
Yeah, the state. The idea was that they would bring IBM to downtown Buffalo, create 500 good-paying jobs in the high-tech sector, software engineers, jobs like that. And the governor made a big deal about the fact it was IBM and these are going to be good-paying, high-tech jobs. And, the first phase of the project has been around for about a year and a half. And what IBM has done, for the most part, there are supposedly some, not many, but some high-tech jobs. Part of the problem is there's an awful lack of transparency in terms of what's actually going on with how the taxpayers' money is being spent on this project, like just about every other economic development project under the Buffalo Billion. But what we know is that IBM has subcontracted out to three other companies to provide help desk type services, call centers. The big contract here was providing technical, phone service. I need my password changed. I'm having difficulty with something.
Sure.
And people call in looking for help. And these are jobs are paying, $13, $14, $15 an hour.
We should also mention that so IBM was getting taxpayer money for economic development in Buffalo, and they're getting money through this state contract.
Yeah, it was $55 million that was spent in terms of capital improvements and equipment purchases, which enabled, a $57 or $58 million five-year contract to provide these help desk services to state agencies. So really, it's the taxpayers into it for more than $100 million. So they're making it hand over fist in a sense. And so what we got instead were these relatively low paying jobs that pay below the median salary here in the market.
And they're not IBM jobs.
No, they're for the most part they've been subcontracted out to other firms that provide the employees. For the longest time, all you needed was a high school diploma. So what exactly do we get for our $55 million plus? And the answer is a pretty dysfunctional call center operation, which is not living up to the promises that the governor made. Now, interestingly enough, when Charlotte read the fine print of the contract between the state and the state and IBM, there's no mention of any job guarantees in terms of quality of jobs.
It says 500 jobs, but not the quality.
Yeah, 500 jobs, whatever, you know. They can be whatever, you know, contractually speaking. So you know, the governor really misled the public when he got up and made the claims that he made.
Well, who hammered out the contract? This was under Alan Calheiros?
Yeah, yeah.
Who is going to trial in a few months?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Howard Zemsky said that he's going to be taking over, that he has been taking over all of the economic development stuff that Calheiros had put into motion. What has he said about the IBM issue?
Well, several months back when Charlotte broke the original story back in November, he said he was going to look into it and he was concerned and, you know, he was going to see what he could do. You know, what, if anything, he and his department have done is unclear because, much like Alain Calheiros, Howard Zemsky won't say anything to us, or really the public, even the state legislature. When the legislature grilled him a little while back on it, he got extremely defensive with state legislators. And so what we've got is, in a sense, a continuation of the Fort Schuyler / Alain Calheiros administration, in the sense that there's no real transparency, and we're continue to not get what the governor promised. I mean, Howard may be looking into it, but as far as anybody can tell, it hasn't resulted in any change in what IBM and its subcontractors are doing here.
You know, it seems like IBM has also fallen down on the job here. I mean, the state employees who Charlotte interviewed, or rather the former employees of CCI, Kelly and Infrastructure, that Charlotte interviewed, have said that their training was really subpar.
Yeah, I mean, to the point where a lot of it was like, you know, sit in a room and look at a PowerPoint.
So if IBM is getting the state money for this contract, aren't they responsible then for what Kelly, CCI, and Infrastructure do?
Well, contractually speaking, that's a good question. I spoke to Charlotte just a few minutes before we went on the air, and you know, she told me she just got an FOI response back from the state, in which she asked for things like the performance reports that IBM and the subcontractors are required to provide to the state, and copies of the contracts that IBM has with its subcontractors, and they just turned her down flat. So you know, clearly Howard Zemsky, clearly Andrew Cuomo, do not want the public to know what's going on with its money here with the IBM project, and that's really unfortunate. But it's also the way these guys do business.
So I know that Howard Zemsky was pressed by lawmakers at the hearing on economic development last year on what's going on here about the jobs and are these the kind of jobs that we'd all imagined. And he has conceded that they're not. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. The question is, what's he going to do about it? And again, from what he has said or not said, it doesn't appear that he's made any headway.
Part of this story that really added to it, I think, and gave it some color, was that the reporter spoke to some former call center employees, and they describe a pretty dysfunctional atmosphere. And while IBM doesn't seem to have much to do with it, they are responsible. But under CCI, Kelly, and Infrastructure's watch, pregnant women weren't really even allowed to go to the bathroom more than anyone else and things like that. I mean, that's a pretty egregious thing to say.
Yeah, I mean, it lack of flexibility when it comes to something as basic as bathroom breaks in terms of scheduling. A number of employees were let go just shy of their 6 months there, and unbeknownst to them in the paperwork that they signed, there was a clause that said that if you're let go prior to 6 months employment, your last paycheck is going to be reduced to minimum wage so that the company could recoup training expenses. Now, of course, the training expenses, I'm not sure what it cost to throw a PowerPoint up.
And apparently the training was inadequate.
It just shows that these companies appear to be treating their employees very poorly, and the employees really haven't been trained to provide the kind of services that state agencies want. The one former employee told Charlotte that they really function as an unhelp desk.
Rather than the call center.
Than a help desk, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I don't know. I wasn't trained. I wasn't given that information. Now, it's supposedly in the past several months, there have been steps taken to try and improve all that. But again, because IBM won't talk to us, we got some cooperation from CCI, they weren't answering all our questions, and really no response at all from the state. It's really hard to tell. It's really hard to tell exactly what's going on. But based on what Charlie interviewed, 27 current and former employees of this these help desk operations, and they portrayed a picture of an operation that is, taxpayers are not getting their money's worth.
No,
employees are poorly trained and not treated well at all.
So the taxpayers are paying IBM the $55 million for economic development, which is to create these great jobs, which they have not done, okay? Plus, we're paying IBM a contract for this work for...
IBM or its subcontractors.
Okay. And they're ending up not helping state workers. So it's like
something wrong with this picture.
Yeah, there's really sort of like a triple whammy here. One of the pieces of the report that I thought was telling was that Charlotte reported that the trainers told people to sound confident even if you do not know what you're talking about. So fake
yep.
it, basically fake it.
I guess so.
All right.
What do you want for $50 million? Come on.
All right. So problematic, but also why I still am hung up on the fact that IBM got this money in the contract and they were able to subcontract out the work, which means, you think you're dealing with a company like IBM, this blue chip company, and you're not. You're dealing with another kind of company.
Yeah, but what you need to keep in mind, I mean, this was one of the three big Buffalo Billion capital projects here, along with the Tesla solar plant and AMRI on the medical campus. And I think what you need to keep in mind, what's apparent now that all these projects have been built and there is some employment going on, is it's pretty clear that the objective from the outset was more positive optics for the governor than anything else. Hey, look at what I'm doing with the Buffalo Billion. I'm bringing in IBM. I'm bringing in North America's biggest solar panel manufacturing facility. I'm bringing in drug R&D and manufacturing. And the contracts aren't very good from a taxpayer's perspective. The results we're getting are not what was promised, and it was really smoke and mirrors.
We have to go, but investigativepost.org is where you can read this story. Jim Heaney, founder, editor, and executive director of Investigative Post. Thank you once again. We appreciate it.
Take care, Susan.
So Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.